Grab your cup and settle in. It's time for Coffee Talk with Tess, filled to the brim with stories, guests, and information that affects us all right here at home. Have a question for one of our guests? Email Tess at WPKYonline@gmail.com. Now, let's go live to the WPKY studios and see who dropped by this morning.
Well, any time that I can talk to this guy when we talk about kiddos and scholarships, oh my, I love it. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, good morning, sir. How's KYTC going?
Another busy day in Western Kentucky.
Tell everybody what your name is and what you do.
I am Matt Hughes. I am the Public Information Officer for District 2 of the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet in Madisonville. That district goes all the way from Ohio County down to you guys in Princeton in Caldwell County. And an interesting thing is we have more bridges in District 2 than any district in Kentucky.
That just means we've got more creeks and streams and rivers and oh my.
That's right.
Well, one of the biggest reasons why I had him on this morning, I told him, I said, the deadline snuck up on me. Tell us about the scholarship, first of all. Who is it for?
Okay, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has been offering engineering scholarships all the way back to 1948. Somewhere around 2,000 students have gotten scholarships through this program since then. It's primarily civil engineering, people that want to build roads and bridges and maintain roads and bridges and all that kind of cool stuff. And to be honest, I have a passion about this because when I was a senior in high school, I was involved in, it was called TSA then. It was kind of the precursor to Skills USA. And I was really into bridge and tower building and even competed at the national championship or national tournament for this. And I had no idea about this scholarship.
How cool is that?
If I had known then, I probably wouldn't be talking to you right now because I'd be out working on a bridge somewhere. But
well, don't get me wrong. I'm really kind of glad you're stuck with us at D2.
Well, you know, I'm kind of glad things ended up the way they did. But I didn't know about the scholarship then. And so now I'm wanting to tell everybody I can that if you're a high school senior, and of course, hopefully they're not listening because they're in class right now, but if you're a parent or a grandparent or aunt and uncle that's got a high school senior that's really into math or really interested in engineering, this is a program that they need to sign up for.
Now, is this going to go for homeschool kids as well, just any of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's open to any college-age kid. Of course, they'll have to get into to one of the accepted colleges. That's UK, U of L, Murray, and Kentucky State, and Western on the civil engineering track. But, you know, if they're going to do that, then they're eligible for this scholarship.
Well, that's good, though, because that really includes, like, a lot of the schools that our kids from here usually go to, unless they go out of state.
Yeah, especially the Murray State has been recently accredited to be part of this program. And, you know, we get a lot of kids from here in the district go down that way.
Well, I think that's neat. I just had FBLA had done some stuff at state, and there were several kids that qualified to go on to nationals. And Matt, yeah, this is in middle school now. They're not ready for your scholarship, but they've got engineering kids in middle school that are going to the national, you know, competition. And so that might be your next bridge builders right there.
Yeah, well, and you know, this is my first year in this position, so everything's new to me until we get to March. But that's really a passion of mine is the Transportation Cabinet has a program called TEEN, teaching kids about engineering, you know, starting at kindergarten all the way up through high school. And I'm hoping that we can get that active back in the district and get them interested at a young age. And those kids you're talking about in middle school, this can get them on that track that one day they can get the scholarship and go to college and have a job, a good job, working here close to home.
You know, you were talking about that we have more bridges here in D2. So, yeah. I mean, that makes it a realistic plan. You know, I can go to a college in state, have my scholarships, and, you know, hang out closer to home with the family.
Yeah, and the best thing with these particular scholarships are if you graduate from the program at one of these accepted schools, you're guaranteed a job at the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Oh, wow.
If you want to make it even better than that, once you're accepted into the program, you can also have a summer job with the Transportation Cabinet. And these aren't your typical summer fast food type jobs. These are good paying jobs working in the engineering field, which is going to help you prepare for your next semester in college.
I mean, that's real life experience, and you're making some bank at the same time, right?
Definitely.
Well, and that's the thing I want to make sure kids know too. You know, these are good paying jobs. When we're talking about working for KYTC, even after you get out of college or whatever, these are really nice paying jobs with benefits.
Definitely good benefits. You know, vacation, time off, overtime, all the stuff that you know you want out of a job is available right here in. And not just in Madisonville. The district office is here in Madisonville, but we have engineers in every county, and we're always hiring engineers. Anyway, even for the kid that may not want to stay here in District 2, we have 12 districts in the state of Kentucky. If you don't want to stay at home, you can go to Louisville or Lexington or up in the mountains. You know, the door's kind of open because once you're in the program and you graduate, you kind of get to apply for the job in whichever district you want to go to.
Well, and I think when we've got kids that are, you know, even in middle school that and younger, they're thinking about, you know, building bridges with Legos. Well, that can turn into a job later on. Explain how they get signed up.
Okay, you have to go on the website. It's transportation.ky.gov/education. And you can also find links to that on our Facebook page, on our X page. Go to the link, download the application, fill it out. And it has to be postmarked tomorrow, so it needs to be mailed out tomorrow before the post office closes. And that gets you in the application process. They'll review those, and then everybody that qualifies will be called in for an interview, kind of like a job interview. But, I mean, the kids that are going for scholarships have already been through this at this point. They know what a scholarship interview is about. And they'll meet with our chief district engineer, a couple of our other engineers, and just talk about the program and what it offers, find out if the applicant's interested, if they're interested, and, you know, it kind of goes from there. It is not a little scholarship either. It's totaling around $59,000. That'll get you through 4 years of school. And, you know, honestly, so many of the kids these days are doing the early college stuff that it might not take them 4 years to get through.
Did you just say $59,000 worth of a scholarship?
Yeah, it's up to $59,000, actually a little over $59,000 in scholarships.
I mean, I don't know why in the world somebody wouldn't apply to that, right?
No, if you have even the least bit of interest in engineering, this is going to pay for your college. You're going to have a summer job making a lot more than you're going to make working your part-time job at home, and you're guaranteed a job with state benefits and placement somewhere here in Kentucky, and I mean you can get here in District 2 because we always have openings. So there's no reason not to apply if you have that interest.
Well, I'm gonna post this. Parents, grandparents, Aunt Judy, make sure that these teenagers know this stuff so that they can get that in. You did say postmarked by tomorrow, so they still got time, and this is a whopper of a scholarship. So I'll post that here in a little bit to make sure that everybody's got it.
And one more important thing, I know we're on a tight deadline on getting this done. If they miss out, if they don't get the application done by tomorrow, get it mailed out by tomorrow, they can still apply next year. If they go ahead and go to college and they begin their civil engineering education, they can still apply this time next year and get on for the next 3 years of college instead of all four. And if you have a kid that's already in college studying civil engineering that's not on the program, they can apply too.
Well, I appreciate you, my man. Have a great one.
You too.